Hey, 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 lovelies out there. This is Vessel D coming at you with Jesus to Ministries. What is going on, everybody? It's been a minute. I just want to come out here and just basically just share with you something, of course, that's on my spirit as always. So they told you that you would never amount to become anything in life. They told you you were ugly. They told you you were fat. They told you you were skinny. They told you that you meant nothing to them. They told you. They told you. But I'm here today to tell you something that's so awesome. And I hope that for anybody out there who's discouraged because somebody those days told you that you are beautiful and wonderfully made by our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And guess what? As you know, our foundational scriptures, Philippians 4:13, and I'm here to tell you that you can do things through Christ who strengthens you. No matter who said what they told you that you would amount to be anything. But what does Philippians 4:13 say? They told you that you were ugly. They told you you were fat. They told you you were skinny. They told you all of these things about yourself. But what are you telling you? Are you believing those things? Why? Why are we allowing other people to take control of us? Why? God created us in his own image. He created us, not they, but God. But God. So I just felt the need to come on here because it was just on me just to get on here and talk about they said, those naysayers who come into our world to just rip us up, chew us up and spit us out. But I'm here to tell you that you are amazing and you can become anything that you put your mind to, but you have to put your mind to it. You have to block out all that others are saying about you because guess what? God created you, not they. Whatever they see through their eyes, they're talking about themselves. And that's something that's so important because when you get emotional about what they say about you, you are allowing they to control you. Yes, take total control of you. So I want you to know that you are beautiful. You are handsome. You are smart. You have exactly what it takes because God has equipped you and all of us with those spiritual tools that we need to be the very best being on his earth that we can be. And I'm here to share this with you today. Get out that slump. I need you to rise up. I need you to hold your head up. I need you to look at yourself in the mirror. And I need for you to just block out all of those things that you may have heard throughout your walks of life. And I want you to know that everything is going to be all right. But in order for it to be all right, you must believe that it will be all right. You must believe these things. You must have faith the size of mustard seed. You just have to have that mustard seed faith. It doesn't require a lot. But guess what? We serve our father, our big daddy, our big papa, whoever you want, however, whatever name you want to address him as. But we serve a mighty, 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 mighty awesome God. He gave his only son for us. So all we can do is pray for the they says and the, you know, putting us down and making us feel some type of way about what we're doing out here. If you out here getting it, if you getting it, if you are building and creating and you are a visionary, don't let nobody stop your vision. God gave that to you. Play it out. Become that supermodel. Become that change maker because that's who you are. I'm here to tell you because somebody needs this right now. And I want you to know that it's going to be all right. Everything's gonna work out. You got this. Together we got this. Don't let nobody tell you different. Okay? You are above all the things that anybody had to say negative about you. Let go. Let go of it. That's the past. And if they're still bringing it to you, guess what? Silence is golden. And all you have to do is trust that God got it. God has it. So with all that being said, I wanted to get on here and just share that with you. And I hope that it blesses you. And I do plan to get on here on the regular once I get things right with me, because I've been dealing with my personal storms. But I know that God is so awesome, and I know that everything's going to work out. But I just felt the need to just share this because I know that somebody needs this right now. And I just want you to know that everything's going to be all right. Hold your head up. It's going to be okay. I want you to keep living. I want you to keep living. I want you to walk with authority, because you belong to God, our Lord and Savior. You belong to Him. This is about the kingdom business. And we got to have Jesus too every time we deal with people who just don't get it. We don't know if they'll ever get it, but we know we serve a mighty God. With all that being said, y'all, I'm wishing you peace, love, and blessings. And as I always say, Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And I want you to be blessed. And take care. Until next time.